So it's Saturday evening. I'm sitting here on my stoop in my neighborhood. Saturday is this in-between day in the story of Easter. Right, on Friday we have Jesus' death, his crucifixion at the hands of the state for his rebellious activity, the ways that so many were killed then and now for how they challenged the status quo. And of course, tomorrow, Easter, Sunday, the day you're watching this, is the day in which Jesus' resurrection, in which his coming back to life is preached about and made known. Saturday is this in-between day, this day of, in many cases, uncertainty. I opened my mailbox the other day and I found this handwritten letter. It's from another church in Fort Collins. I don't know why we got put on their list. I'm probably not the best candidate for evangelism, but it begins, "In these uncertain times in which we live, many people search for answers that can bring comfort and hope to themselves and their loved ones." They included then a tract of literature from their specific denomination, which contains truths that I don't exactly subscribe to, and I'm sure many of you don't either. But I think it's true. In times of uncertainty, in the in-between days, we do search for answers and for comfort. In the Gospel of Mark, who's always been my favorite of the Gospel writers, because he doesn't add anything superfluous. It's the shortest, it's to the point. And in the Gospel of Mark, on Sunday, Mary, Jesus' mother, Mary Magdala, and Salome go to anoint Jesus' body. They do this as an act of love, and as they're moving towards Jesus' body and to his tomb, they're having this conversation of who's going to roll away the stone? Who's going to do that hard work so they can actually do this act of love? But when they get there, they see that the stone has been rolled away. What was certain was suddenly made uncertain. I mean, what were they going to find? His body desecrated? Other people anointing his body? They didn't know. And when they went into the tomb, they found, of course, and when you look at the language of the Bible, essentially an angel who proclaims that Jesus was raised and that he's actually gone ahead of the women. And in the story, they do what every other person does when they encounter an angel in the Bible, which is that they are terrified and they run away, because that's what everyone would do if you met an angel, which is what most of us do when we encounter the deepest truths of this life. Is we're scared. Rightly so. What I love about Mark's gospel is that's where it ends. I mean, there's one mysterious angel who says that Jesus has been resurrected, and that's it. Now, in later versions of the gospel, they actually add more to it. They add stories of Jesus meeting the disciples, of commissioning them, and then ascending to God in heaven. But in the most ancient of the manuscripts, none of that was there. And I think that captures something so beautifully human, that when we're close in to a moment, when we're in the midst of our messiest, our worst, our most confusing days, it is difficult to see how this moment is going to connect to anything else. We're caught in kind of a myopic reality of not being able to understand, because we're human, how all the things are going to connect. Should we actually trust the messengers of truth in our lives? And so I love that the Gospel of Mark just ends like that in its most ancient texts, and that it takes 300, 400, 500 years for these other editions to be added in that tell the story. Now, whether or not you believe in the story of the resurrection, I feel like that human message is something that I take comfort in. I take comfort in that it takes time from the middle of the mess, from Good Friday and Saturday, to get to Easter and beyond. That Holy Week can sometimes feel like a whiplash, but in our actual lives, it's slow. And so whenever we're in a place in which everything has been turned upside down, it's okay if we can't make it make sense. Because Easter and the Easter story gives us this little glimpse into what faith means in these moments. Faith means trusting that whatever is happening now, even the things that feel most final, like death, like the experiences of grief and pain, don't have to be the end of the story. But that it's going to take time and love and community to figure out what comes next. And that it's our work, and it is this active orientation of faith in that time of disorientation, of expectations being tossed up and down, that we need to lean into that trust that it's not the end. It's merely one chapter becoming another. And so that when we arrive at those tombs and we see those stones that have been rolled away, we enter in knowing that even if everything is turned upside down, we can trust that there is something we can hold fast to.